This is Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews of Canada. Today, Fellowship President Yael Eckstein shares her reflections on the Psalms.
Two key themes can be found throughout the Psalms: God's sovereignty and power. Psalm 76 paints a clear and sobering picture of God's power. It says God broke the flashing arrows, the shields and the swords, the weapons of war. God's enemies were no match for him. After highlighting his invincibility in battle and the futility of trying to stand against him, this psalm leaves no question that God alone rules the earth. In biblical times as today, the nation of Israel was surrounded by fierce foes bent on her destruction. Psalm 76 gives us great comfort and confidence in God as our defender and protector. Psalm 8 gives us an entirely different perspective, though the message is the same. Written in a spirit of praise, this psalm begins and ends with this declaration: O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. King David uses God's personal name that was given to Moses at the burning bush, that is, Yahweh, the God of Israel's covenant. How exciting is that? God made everything we see around us, the moon and the stars and the rest of creation. We were made just below the angels, yet he crowned us with glory and honor. So despite God's majesty and sovereignty over the universe, he still wants a personal relationship with us.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews of Canada. Join us in following Yael Eckstein's teachings with our Holy Land Moments daily devotions. To sign up, visit holylandmoments.ca.